You're listening to Orange in a Pod. Orange in a Pod, third episode.
Welcome to the third episode of Orange in a Pod. I just woke up actually, so good morning everyone. And I think I have sore throat. It's so dry and itchy. I want to scratch the inside. I'll just probably take a spoonful of my favorite Chinese medicine, Pei Pa Kwa. I always take this whenever my throat starts to itch. It's like cough syrup. It tastes like cough syrup, and it's quite effective. And it's available from your neighborhood Chinese drugstore. I always have problems with my throat because, you know, I teach, and the whole 8 hours, most of the time, I do the talking. I talk and talk and talk and talk and talk in front of the class, so sometimes I feel like I can't talk anymore. Well, I can talk, but it's kind of itchy and dry, so it hurts. Plus, I have colds, I think. There's something in my nose. I hear that. I think you can hear it. I mean, there's something in my nose. Someone spread the virus in school, and everyone kind of caught it. And I think I was the last person to get it. But I can't be sick. So I have to wake up, do some stretching. Yes, finish this episode for today's posting. I opened my window, so it's kind of noisy. You can actually hear everything, including those annoying dogs. Well, again, welcome to Orange in the Pod. My name is Oliver, the Pinoy-licious Oliver, and I'm podcasting from Baguio City, Philippines. This is my third episode. Thank you for downloading once again. I checked my feed burner, and I saw an increase in the downloads, especially for the second episode. Thank you very much. Well, I don't really, you know, advertise my show. I just post to Q Potter, some Filipino blogs as well. That's the only thing that I do to. Those are the only things that I do to, you know, to promote my show. But I owe it a lot to those who, you know, downloaded my previous episodes and told their friends to visit my site. Some of them even put in their websites a link to my blog, you know, like Sayote Queen, Doan of Paragnaque. My website is at www.orangeinapod.co.nr. Some people are asking why .co.nr. Well, it's because I'm just using a free domain name, and I got it from .co.nr. And what it does is, whenever you type in my .co.nr, .nr address, it redirects you to my blogger site, which is orangeinapod.blogspot.com. So if you're visiting my site and cannot access the .co.nr address, because sometimes, you know, they're updating and all that, I'm sorry, you can just go directly to my blogger address. So to those who added a link to their site, thank you very much. I really appreciate the effort, and I hope you keep on listening to my show. Salamat po ng maraming marami. I have listeners from Europe and America, Australia, and of course from Asia and the Middle East. Now, when I checked my stat counter and my feed counter, most of my subscribers are from the US. And I owe it a lot to John Ong of Online Podcast, who's been promoting my show in his own show. He's been promoting my show well. Thank you very much, John. I was supposed to guest on John Ong's show last Saturday. Unfortunately, when I arrived in school, one class was using my classroom for film showing, and yeah, that's the only PC with Skype installed on it, so I can't use it. By the time I got to install Skype in one of the PCs in the lab, John has already finished recording. And I really, really apologize, John. I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. I hope the goddess isn't mad at me. I'll have my home PC connected to the internet probably by next week, so it'll be easier now to schedule a guesting or an interview. I would really, really love to be in John's show, and I hope that we could both find the time to do that. I also want to thank Maynard. He sent me an audio message. Maynard Supinoy, based in Houston, Texas. I'm sorry. I have this itch. Well, Maynard is a Pinoy based in Texas. And he's also hosting a podcast show. He's also doing a podcast show called Bear Podcast. Let's listen to his message. Let me go ahead and look for his message. I forgot where I placed it. Come on. And it's so nice to, send out a message.
Hello there, Oliver. Yes, this is Maynard. I'm here in Houston, Texas. And I've been listening to your podcasts, and I really, really enjoy them. And really appreciate you doing a podcast straight from Baguio City. Okay, so, yeah, I've been listening to episode 2 regarding the superheroes. I really enjoyed that because it really brings back a lot of memories. And, yeah, I used to watch a lot of Super Friends when I was young also. Saturday, Fun Machine, of course, on Saturdays. And yeah, I feel bad about what happened to Inday Garutay. I've been hearing about Inday Garutay.
Okay, he's talking about Inday Garutay. It's about the incident I talked about in my previous episode where a gay comedian was asked to leave Aruba bar and restaurant because he's a cross-dresser and was told that a person like him is not allowed inside their establishment. And that, of course, outraged the gay community, and Inday Garutay filed a civil case against the owner of the said restaurant. And the gay and lesbian, or the lesbian and gay legislative advocacy network for Or Like a Blob, is encouraging the gay community to boycott Aruba for their bigotry. That's what it's all about. Let's just continue with the message from Nard.
And yeah, I feel bad about what happened to Inday Garutay. I've been hearing about Inday Garutay for a very, very long time, even when I was still living back in Manila. And yeah, and screw Aruba Bar. They're such asses. Okay, so keep up the good work, and I'll keep listening. Thank you.
There, that's the message from Maynard. Hi, Maynard. I hope you're listening to my third episode. Thank you for sending me that very sweet message. I really appreciate it because... Oh, I'm sorry. No, I really appreciate it because I know you're busy as well with your own show, and taking the time to record a message for me, that is really something. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much, Nard of the Bear Podcast. You may visit his website at bearpodcast.com, and you may also do the same, like sending me voice messages. If you have the time, of course, you may record your voice message and send it as an attachment to my email. And that's orangeinthepod@yahoo.com. But if you're kind of shy, you may just post some comments on my blog or send an instant message through my C-Box, that small, applet on the right side of my website. You can also send messages through that. Now, to those of you who have just tuned in, my name is Oliver, and I'm based here in the summer capital of the Philippines, and you're listening to Orange in a Pod. Well, you may already know that. Orange in the Pod is a weekly talk show, and I always try my best to come up with an episode every Wednesday. I know it's a Thursday today, but now I always try my best to come up with an episode every Wednesday. And I talk about a lot of stuff. Like in my previous episode, I talked about, you know, superheroes, reliving childhood memories, gay superheroes, you know, discrimination in the Philippines. Well, basically, it's just a very light show, and I want my listeners to have lots of fun while listening to my show. And you may actually download and take the MP3 file with you if you have an MP3 player or an iPod. On your way to work, for example, or while you're working out in the gym, probably, or while preparing dinner, or while, you know, reading something. I've just started. This is my third episode, and it's kind of young, but it's very Pinoy, and we don't have a lot of Pinoy podcasts around. That's why I came up with my own show to show the world that being Pinoy is fun, and despite the challenges that we face each day here in the Philippines, we can still, you know, find the time to smile and laugh and enjoy our, you know, very simple lives here in the Philippines. And I always say that Orange in the Pod is a show about Pinoy pop culture, but my show, it's, you know, quite different from the other Pinoy pop culture podcasts. But before I proceed, there's something very important that I would like my listeners to know. Well, my listeners include the entire family and close friends. And for the past few days, I've been thinking a lot if I will do this or not. And I thought that if I won't do it, I won't be able to continue doing the show the way I wanted to do it. You know, the way I intend my listeners to understand what my show is about. After much thought, I said, yeah, I'll do it. Why not? My friends know where I work, they know, and I think my family knows about this, but we never really talk about it. We never had a chance to talk about it. They never asked and haven't said a word about it, and I want closure once and for all. I am gay. And the reason why I'm saying this now is because I don't want to live a lie. All my friends know about it. You know, when someone asks if I'm gay, I say, yes, I am. But my family never asked me about it. I don't know, probably they're afraid of the answer. Or probably they don't want me to feel awkward. Or probably they felt that they don't need a confirmation. Now, whatever the reason, it's not important anymore. I'm doing this not to hurt the people I love most. They know how much I love them. I know in my heart that they love me enough to understand those three words and what they mean. I never had a chance to tell this straight to their face, but I won't be able to move on if I wait for that chance. Well, nothing changed, actually. I'm still the same son, the same brother, the same nephew, the same cousin, the same uncle that they once that they knew and loved. It's just that now I have closure, and I'm released from that burden, because I feel that it's, you know, unfair for my family not to hear it from me when all the people around me already know. I don't know how my family will react to this. But there's just one thing that I'd like them to know. I am happy, and I'm not ashamed, because there's nothing to be ashamed of. I am very, very proud of who I am. I'm sorry if I used the show to, you know, to send out the message. I felt that it is important that I have to do it, and there's no better moment than this. I am the eldest of three. I have two younger sisters, and you know how it is in the Philippines when you're the eldest and the only son. They expect a lot from you. They expect you to carry on the name of the family. All that. You know, being gay in the Philippines is still considered a stigma. A disgrace. That's why a lot of gay men are afraid of coming out. They're afraid of how their family would react to their coming out. They're afraid that if the people around them would know about it, they'd be despised and be looked down upon. Because in the Philippines, when you say you're gay, they think of the stereotype. You know, the heavier stereotype. Being gay was being transgender or being a hairdresser who joins gay beauty pageants. I grew up in that Pinoy environment and there were no encouraging role models. Being gay seemed that it's a bad thing. It's a disease. And if you're in the Philippines, verbal abuse and discrimination is part and parcel of your being publicly gay. Simply because they know nothing about being gay. They're ignorant. I don't wear, you know, women's clothing. I don't wear makeup. And I don't intend to join beauty pageants. And I'm not a hairdresser. But I'm not saying that if you do these things, if you are these things, you're bad. No. No. It's just not me. And I'm not saying that every gay guy should come out. No. Coming out is a lifelong process, and it's not something that's obligatory. You come out whenever you're ready. And I don't want people to judge me and misunderstand the reason why I'm doing this. I'm doing this because I owe it to myself. That's it. I do not intend to be an inspiration or something. I already mentioned this in my first episode. And that is not the purpose of the show. But there are a lot of gay guys out there, still in the closets, and they have no way of expressing their gayness because they're afraid of what people will say about them. I grew up knowing no role model to look up to. That's why I also felt that fear. But podcasting made it possible for me to connect to persons who lived the life and faced it head on. And I wish to join these shows that tell people that being gay is not something to be ashamed of. Sorry, I keep on burping. Without a doubt, discrimination persists. So-called conservative groups continue to condemn homosexuality as immoral. I know a lot of, you know, stories of gay people living in the closet, and I can empathize with them. I just hope that, you know, people are more accepting. We're here, and you cannot just brush us aside. And I really hope that, I wish that we had these kinds of shows on the net or available on the net for you to listen to and kind of connect. Because I grew up not having these kinds of shows, not having these kinds of people like John Ong, like Maynard, like, you know, people in the US like Wanda Wisdom, Yeast Radio, all those podcasts who helped me. I hope that they will understand why I'm doing this or why I did this. Because because it's important to me. This is a very important thing. I am happy. Again, I'm saying this. I'm happy and I'm not ashamed because there's nothing to be ashamed of. Now, in connection to that one, let me give you updates on the LGBT community here in the Philippines. In the coming 2007 elections, that's next year, the first ever political party composed of LGBT communities will run for party list elections for Congress. Right now, I'm checking out the Angladlad website, and allow me to just read to you some important information about the group. Let's check that. Angladlad, formerly Anglundoyan, was formed on September 1, 2003 as a network of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Filipinos, or the LGBT Filipinos. The members can either be LGBT organizations or individuals, or their heterosexual supporters. Now, in Filipino, ladlad or magladlad means to unfurl the cape. It means to come out of the closet, to assert one's human rights as equal to that of the next Filipino. Thus, it means to take one's place in the sun with dignity intact. Ang ladlad might run for party-less elections for Congress on May 14, 2007. Thus, it is bound to make history. It will be the first political party composed of LGBT Filipinos that will claim and reclaim the rights we have lost from centuries of homophobia and discrimination. Now, the platforms of Ang Ladlad are as follows. Number one, the refiling of the anti-discrimination bill that gives LGBT Filipinos equal opportunities in employment and equal treatment in schools, hospitals, restaurants, hotels, entertainment centers, and government offices. Here in the Philippines, we experience those kinds of, discrimination. And one example given here in the website is, many LGBT, especially gays, were not hired or not promoted because of their gender. In fact, in some banks, for example, gays are often turned down despite good grades and passing exams, because they have this notion, according to Danton Remoto, the spokesperson of Ang Ladlad, they have this notion that gays would just give money to their boyfriends, which is, a stereotype. He also cited an exclusive boys' school in Manila, where its authorities would require parents or guardians of student applicants to sign a slip or a pink slip, assuring the school that their boys will not exhibit effeminate tendencies. Now, in the provinces, the discrimination was harsher, with gays limited to beauty parlors, often receiving verbal and, physical abuse from classmates, neighbors, and even policemen who picked them up for vagrancy. That is what the group Ang Ladlad will be or is fighting for. Number two is the refiling of the bill to repeal the anti-vagrancy law that some unscrupulous policemen used to extort bribes from gay men without ID cards. Number three, setting up of microfinance and livelihood projects for poor and handicapped LGBT Filipinos. Number four, setting up centers for golden gays or old and abandoned LGBTs, as well as young ones driven out of their homes. The centers will also offer legal aid and counseling, as well as information about LGBT issues, HIV/AIDS, and reproductive health. Now, these centers will be set up initially in the key cities, metropolitan areas of the Philippines. That includes Baguio, the national capital region where Manila is, Cebu, and Davao. Let me just read. The platforms of Ang Ladlad are like laser beams, clear and focused only in one direction. We aim to restore our pride and dignity as LGBT Filipinos, as well as give ourselves a chance to lead kinder and gentler lives. And the only way to shape history is to make it. Be part of history. Join Ang Ladlad. If you want to check out information or know more about the group Ang Ladlad, you may go to angladlad.livejournal.com. And there's also an e-group posted there that's in Yahoo Groups, and the name is Ang Ladlad. That's just one word. The group hopes to garner 200,000 party list votes in the May congressional elections, which would gain them a seat in the House of Representatives. If elected, Ang Ladlad would become the first ever elected gay political party in Asia. There, and go ahead and visit their site. Again, it's angladlad.livejournal.com, or you may send them an email, angladlad@gmail.com. I know this is quite longish. I just want to say thank you again for listening, to those of you who bore with that litany I just did. That's quite a long, but you know, the whole coming out thing. But I really appreciate you for doing so, and I encourage you to still continue listening to my show, because I have lots of fun stuff in store for you as well, not just, you know, serious issues. Now, for some people, I know this episode's kind of boring. You want to skip ahead, I really don't mind. But this is a very important part of me. That's why I've decided it to be a part of my podcast. And I thank you very much for listening. And to my family, to my friends, I love you very much. That's why I'm doing this. Thank you for listening. If you wish to leave comments, visit my website, orangeinthepod.co.nr. And you may post your comments along with my blog as well, or through the C box on the right panel of my website, or you may send me an email message through orangeinthepod@yahoo.com. Thank you very much for listening once again, and have a nice week ahead of you. Bye.